Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, November 12th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. On Friday night, Apple announced two new repair programs, one for the iPhone X and another for the 13-inch MacBook Pro without the touch bar. iPhone X users who experience displays that are unresponsive to touch can visit an Apple Store or Apple Authorized Service Provider to have the display repaired at no cost. And 13-inch MacBook Pros without the touch bar that were sold between June 2017 and June 2018 with 128GB storage or 256GB storage can have their drives replaced. Apple says it has determined that a limited number of 128GB and 256GB solid-state drives used in 13-inch MacBook Pro touch bar may result in data loss and failure of the drive. 13-inch MacBook Pro units with affected drives were sold between June 2017 and June 2018. Apple has a tool for checking if your MacBook Pro is eligible before requesting service, and the program will be active for 3 years from the purchase date of affected MacBook Pros. In the smart home space, it has been reported that IKEA is getting closer to launching its smart blinds, including both traditional and blackout blinds, expected to be priced from about $100 to about $160, although it's not clear yet if IKEA is planning to support Apple's HomeKit at launch. The company has said previously that its smart blinds will launch globally in 2019. If they work with HomeKit, the price would be very attractive compared to other solutions priced around $1,000 per set. iFixit has completed its teardown of the new 11-inch iPad Pro and the new Apple Pencil, and the discovery of a certain band in the new Apple Pencil hints at a future feature that could detect where you tap on the pencil, not just that you typed on the pencil in general. Slide gestures were previously discovered in iOS code, but Apple hasn't shown off anything beyond tapping to change between tools so far. Supply chain analyst Ming-Chi Kuo of TF International Securities has cut his iPhone XR shipment estimates from 100 million units to 70 million units, citing negative consumer confidence due to the trade war between the U.S. and China, its lack of a rear dual camera, and competition with the Huawei Mate 20 in emerging markets. Kuo also predicts Apple will see a year-over-year decline in iPhone shipments for its first quarter of 2019, although Apple won't be sharing how many iPhones is sold going forward. And Volkswagen has released a new way for drivers to unlock their cars, flash their lights, and check their mileage using Siri. The features come through a CarNet app on iOS with a little help from Siri shortcuts, which lets you assign actions within apps to custom voice commands. The feature also lets you honk your horn and check your charge level on electric vehicles, features that require a paid VW CarNet subscription on 2018 and 2019 models. Also on the site today, we've got Michael Stieber's stunning concept work that imagines a smarter version of Apple's Photos app and new ways that it could use context to tell stories around images that you capture. And on youtube.com/9to5Mac, Jeff Benjamin has an excellent review of the powerful new Mac Mini. Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.